problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Look, it's the end of the world, right? As we know it anyways. But listen, you don't have to be a pig just because it's the end of the world. Yes, you don't have to squeeze into a bathing suit this summer. Good for you. But the fact of the matter is you need to be healthy if you want to survive the coronavirus, okay? NTT Nutrition can do that for you. It's good food, it's good for you, and it's delivered right to your door. You can't go to the grocery store. This is a perfect time to try NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. And if you use my code LEVELUP15, you can get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com, LEVELUP15. Let's start the show.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1. It
is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Phone line is open. You can leave a voice and text message there anytime. Christmas Day, there'll be somebody there to answer your call. Believe it or not, yeah. Try it. 813-693-2124. That's the number. HMBRadio.com is the website. What else? Twitter, Instagram, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. You can reach me there as well. I'm very open and I will communicate. I will only not communicate with you if, number one, you're a dick. You can be a dick, but you have to have a picture of yourself with your name on your account. Those are the only rules that I have. You want to be a jerk off, I'm totally down with that. I'm an ass, so I appreciate that. And I like to fight. So I'll only fight with you if you have an actual picture of yourself, not a guy with a flaming sword cartoon character guy. So you have to be a real human being. Those are my only rules for that. So yeah, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me there. HMB Radio on Facebook if you're a boomer and you still do Facebook. And follow Radio St. Pete while you're there too. Just Radio STPETE. On all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm recording this from home. I got my little home studio set up again. Sounds pretty good, right? It's probably a little echoey because I'm in a little box of my apartment. But, with the coronavirus going on, I'm trying to travel as little as possible. So I'm doing it from home. I pulled a trigger, bought myself a nice little Rodecaster, which is awesome, by the way. If you are into any sort of podcasting or whatever, or production type stuff, it's definitely worth the investment. It's expensive. I had to finance it, but hey, whatever. You know, what can you do? My sweet father, I was talking to him on the phone, and I was telling him, oh, yeah, I got this Rodecaster thing. I got to get my home studio set up just in case I'm stuck here for any period of time, and I want to be able to still do podcasts. And I know with this thing, you can even patch in remotely to the radio station. So I could even patch into the bone with an app on your – it's crazy. These things, how fast technology is – remember in the 80s? And before that, even when they started doing radio remotes, you had a van and you would reel up this tower that was on top of the van. And then you'd have all the van was filled with all these integral pieces of equipment. And there'd be a guy in there, an engineer, and he would be running this broadcast. And then I was amazed even a few years ago when I started at the Bone and we would do remotes. It was a piece of equipment, probably a foot and a half by a foot, you know. It was in a briefcase type looking thing, and you just plugged in to, you hooked up a microphone and some headphones, and then you put in one of those e-card things, the Ethernet cards that, you know, it's got a USB input in on it, and then it gets you like 3G, you know, speeds. And then it sounded great. I mean, you would barely know that you weren't in studio. And that's how we would do it. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Now, I mean, you can really just do it from home, and all you need is an app on your iPhone or your whatever other phones you use. That's all you need. And it's somehow, with the power of technologies I don't know about, broadcast. You get put into the board, and then it broadcasts out onto the airwaves, onto FM radio. Really amazing. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to do that if things get really bad. So I went ahead, and something I wanted for a long time anyways, just to have, you know, just why not? If this is what I like to do, I should have all this stuff. I was amazed. I don't know if I talked about this last week. Yeah, I did. How bad the late night shows were. I can't remember if I did or not, if I was just talking to my friend about this. I think I did. Yeah, I remember playing Samantha Bee's clips. Like, they don't have, like, this setup. You can get a really nice setup with a microphone and, you know, a board for $1,000. And these people just, you know, are doing it from their iPhones. And they're rich. All of them are rich. And it's like, if you were passionate about this stuff, you would think that you would have this ready to go, good to go, already on the way. And I'm just like, wow. And I think somebody said, well, they want to seem like the average Joe. Nobody thinks that they're the average Joe. People are stupid, but they're not that stupid. We know you're millionaires. And I remember even Conan saying something about that, like, oh, we got to be careful. We don't want to, you know, I have a nice place. It's very humble. No, it's not. You live in a mansion, dude, and it's fine. Good for you. Don't be ashamed of it. They're all ashamed. You know, my place isn't that great. Yeah, it's awesome, I'm sure. Do you have a swimming pool? Yes, your place is awesome. Doesn't matter what it looks like inside. If you have a grill and a pool, you're living the life. You're in the 1%. Just enjoy it. You know, I like Conan O'Brien. Don't make me hate your guts because you're ashamed of your wealth. I know Ellen DeGeneres caught a lot of crap about that too. She was saying how it's like being in prison, this new life. Can you imagine? It's like when Pablo Escobar built his own prison. It was just a mansion. And that's when she's living in a mansion and getting her groceries delivered, doesn't have to go outside, she gets to do her stupid show from home. But it's, I mean, I don't, like, yes, they're like, they're out of touch. Yes, they're out of touch. They don't live like the rest of us. That's why it's so annoying when they preach to us about how we need to be living. That's the point. That's why everybody makes fun of you. But they don't get it. And then Conan, it's pretty cool here. It's not too bad. Yeah, I'm sure. It's awesome. Just enjoy it, dickhead. The Homemade Broadcast, you can find us online, of course, hmbradio.com, and on Instagram, home_made_man, and Twitter. So follow me there. I tell jokes on there, and I curse at animals, which is really fun. I like to do that, and people seem to like it. So check it out, home_made_man. Boy, Governor DeSantis took a walloping this week from the Tampa Bay Times and other outlets because he incorrectly made a claim, not really a claim, though, that nobody under the age of 25 had been affected or not affected, but died from the coronavirus. And boy, he caught so much crap for that. And I noticed that PolitiFact, they'll do this. They don't give the whole quote. So he said, which is very important, I think, they're trying to get the schools open. They're making a determination when they should open schools. I don't know. I'm very glad I don't have to make that decision. But this crisis has become so politicized, which gives me hope that things will be back to normal soon. Because even at the end of the world as we know it, people are still playing politics with this thing. Samantha Putterman from PolitiFact. Florida governor falsely claims the novel coronavirus hasn't killed anyone under 25 in the U.S. I don't know if it was a claim because he said, I think. And, I mean, yes, it was a false statement. People under the age of 25 had died. You know, we're over 16,000 deaths in the United States now. And four of them were under the age of 25. And they made a big stink about this. If you don't like the current president, this was your issue this week. Because he said, I think that nobody under the age of 25 had died. Nope, that's true. They're right that that was an incorrect statement. He misspoke. He didn't have the facts there. But is it a lie? Like they gave it a pants on fire lie. He was lying about this. I think he didn't have the numbers in front of him. And you get what he's saying. Like you have to be so precise with the words that you use because it will be used against you. It's like being under oath at all times. They will take whatever you say and take it verbatim. You can't speak colorfully. You can't speak with hyperbole. No, it is. You have to make sure that you speak. And it's impossible to do that. I mean, if you're going to be a witness and testify at a court hearing, the lawyers will prepare you for what's going to come and how to answer these questions. And, you know, I think you can make an argument the governor should know what he's talking about. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, sometimes you speak off the cuff a little bit. And when you do the math out of the four deaths of the 16,000, which is terrible, by the way, obviously that's bad. We should have zero. Yes. Everybody agrees on that, too. Well, we shouldn't have any deaths. Yeah, we don't live in a utopia, unfortunately. we're gonna struggle through this thing, and people are dying from this. And they're trying to make the decision of when to open up these schools up and when to open the country back up. And I don't know. That's a tough decision. Like I said, I'm glad I don't have to make it. I don't know why anyone would want these jobs of being in sort of power and having to make these decisions, because half the country and half the state and half the county and half the people are going to be very mad at you for whatever you do. But this is who we decided to lead during this time, and I saw the time say, boy, DeSantis really took a hit. Most governors are doing well during this coronavirus thing. He's really taken a hit, and they wondered why. And you go, well, this is why, because you guys are intentionally misrepresenting what he said. He didn't make a claim, no deaths have been under 25. He said, I think that no death. And by the way, if you do the math, it's mathematically zero. It's 0.02% of the deaths have been people under 25 years old. Is that a lie? I mean, it was incorrect. Yes, technically you're right. And it's reminded me of the Walter Dobek scene in The Big Lebowski where he's going, am I wrong? Am I wrong? And the dude just goes, no, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole. That's what this whole thing is. I mean, and everybody's just hanging their hats on this. Like, look at this idiot. We got to get him out of office. Facebook's going insane. My friends are going nuts about this. And fine, I mean, vote him out if that's really your issue. But it's just not, like, I know they just don't like this guy because Trump likes him. And they hate him. Like, that's what our whole political discourse has become, is if the guy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, they will definitely go for whoever isn't the person that they hate. So Trump has said kind words about DeSantis. I know he campaigned for him down here in Florida for the governor's race. So he was already kind of, they didn't like him from the get-go. And he had an R next to his name. That was another slight against him in this area anyways. But then he started doing good stuff. Like, he signed environmental protection for the Everglades, and there was some other stuff. I don't really pay super close attention, but I remember even Creative Loafing was writing, like, oh, that's pretty good. Like, they just couldn't trash him for it. Even though they wanted to, you could tell how hesitant they were, like, you know, this, I know this guy's bad because the Orange Man hates him or likes him. I know he's bad, but this is pretty good, some of this stuff. You could just feel the begrudgingness in how they wrote about it, you know? And then they pick apart this little tiny stuff because he made a wrong statement. Like I said, it's mathematically it is zero. Four is bad. And then if you say that, they'll go, oh, four is zero? Four people are without their children now? That's zero? And you go, obviously, that's awful. We're all in agreement about this. But you're also making a mountain out of a molehill here, don't you think? Especially if he didn't even make the claim. He goes, I think. You can't even think stuff. You can't query. You're under oath with everything that you say. It's freaking ridiculous. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. There's a contact page there. I'd like to hear what you think about this. Should DeSantis, let's impeach him. Let's get him out of there. Are you going to vote for him next time? Has this swayed your feelings on Governor DeSantis? I'd like to know. 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by TruVie Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. YSalonAndSpa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. I don't believe they're open right now, but, you know, a good option to support these local businesses is to buy yourself a gift card. I'm pretty sure you're able to do that on the website there, truevsalonandspa.com. Maybe it's somebody's birthday. Maybe you want to give an Easter present. That would be a good... Do people do Easter presents? Is that a thing? I mean, for the kids, you do the... You do the Easter eggs and the candy and all that stuff, a teddy bear or stuffed bunny or something like that. But I don't know. Give Easter presents this year if you can. You know, that would be good to help some of these local businesses out. Yeah, and buy from local businesses. Don't get from the big guys. And a salon, you know, haircut would be a nice thing for a nice lady in your life. So get a gift card at truevsalonandspa.com, and when they open, Chrissy Parker will do a fantastic job on your hair. You look good, you feel good, and you'll still be alive after this whole thing is over. TruVsalonandSpa.com. Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, and this week we had some troubling news because Bernie Sanders is out of the race. Oh boy, a lot of sad people out there. So we talked a little bit about that, the upcoming election, and I'm going to play that for you now, after I tell you to download the Bone app, because you can get Stay Woke on demand so you don't have to stay up at midnight like a freak. You can listen at your leisure. The past episode is up there for your listening convenience for 24 hours. So check it out. Get the Bone app, theboneonline.com. You can also listen to it over there. And this clip is brought to you by Homemade Podcast. HomemadePodcast.com is a media consulting company. It's my company. If you're interested in learning how to podcast but don't know how, I can help you. Check it out, homemadepodcast.com. Without further ado, here's a clip from Stay Woke.
We got some news about Bernie Sanders.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, all the Bernie bros out there that were so excited to see their guy, you know, in the final two to the race. But, God, when I saw that Bernie Sanders dropped out today, it brought me a small bit of joy. It made me a little sad. Will, to be honest with you, because, you know, this is his second go at it, and he can't try again because he'll be dead next time.
Yeah, this is
it. He's gonna be dead soon. He's 78. He had the mild heart attack or something. He's not in great shape. He looks like he's taking a lot of the stress of the country, the world, on his shoulders, you know? He doesn't have the best posture. He doesn't look like he can handle a crisis because he looks like he's always in a crisis, even when there is not one going on. But then there was a little bit of a sparkle in my eye because I realized that it's going to be Biden versus Trump at the debates.
Yes, it is.
And that is going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. How excited are you for that, Will? Because I cannot wait.
It is going to be something else. I don't think it's going to be like a good debate. I think it's going to be a trouncing with Trump just obliterating Biden at the debates. He doesn't, like, Biden doesn't have the cognitive function, I don't think. Sometimes he's sharper than other times, but not, I mean, still, it's not good.
No.
Even when he is at his sharpest, it's not good. So I'm really excited to watch Trump beat him up in the on the debate. But is there even going to be an election if this corona keeps up?
Postpone it. We might do it by, I don't know, electronically or something.
No, no chance we'll do it. But they're fighting. He's fighting even mail-in ballots right now.
Well, it will happen at some point. There's no doubt about that. That it will happen at some point, and I can just imagine the things that are going to be said, where it's like Biden is going to he's going to say something dumb, going to call him Ronald Rump or something stupid. And then Trump's going to be like, this guy doesn't even know my name. How's he going to run a country?
He doesn't even know my name.
He doesn't even know what day it is. And then Biden's going to get all tongue twisted. Now, mind you, he's making all these gaffes now, and he's accelerating quickly downhill. So you can only imagine where he's going to be in 6 months. God only knows if this gets postponed till next year. Like, Biden is falling apart, and we're going to see it, and it's not going to be, I mean, it won't be, not as apparent. It will be so apparent is what I'm trying to say. It will never be more apparent is what I'm trying to say. When you see Trump versus Biden, you're going to see what bad shape Biden is in, and although they're both in their 70s, like, Trump is rarely ever has to be like, huh? What? He doesn't do that.
No.
He's very sharp. He's very lucid.
Yeah.
You know.
Not a good speaker, but I think he's got his mind is still working at a high level.
No doubt. No doubt. He's with it.
I mean, he's not saying he's smart, but. Yeah, you see smart.
He's not a dumb guy. I don't think there's any dumb presidents. I know people like to think that, but.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
There's some. And just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean that they're dumb. A lot of people like to do that. Like, oh, he's dumb. He did this. No, he's not. He's not dumb. He became, or she, but there's never been a she. They became a president, okay? You at least had to be socially smart. You had to talk to the right people. You did a lot of right things in your life. And even if you want to give credit away to his father and, oh, he had the money, it doesn't matter. He made it when no one really thought he could. You know, and just that's in general for any president. You make it to the top. You convinced a lot of people to vote for you. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. So I am very excited. The gospel music started playing in my mind as I thought of the amazing television that's about to go down, hopefully in a few months. Biden will by then probably have at least one silver alert on his record. No doubt. Tim Dillon likes to make the joke that he's definitely going to say the N-word at some point.
Yeah.
So we're all waiting for that moment. It's going to be fantastic, folks. So, you know, if you're sad a little bit about Bernie, don't be. Because it's going to be so much fun to watch these two duke it out in a few months. So, you know, stay in there. Keep your head in the game because it's going to be a good time and we're all going to celebrate it together as we watch our country unravel.
This is what we deserve. This is what America deserves. A man with no cognitive function left who is as corrupt as they come, has been in politics, is the swamp, and then you got Trump, the game show host, celebrity, who is current president and is, let's be honest, is going to win in a landslide.
Woo!
During this election.
Oh, yes. You know, and if people get a vote for things such as, like, I've heard people say, oh, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman, or I'm going to vote for Barack Obama because he's black, or, and I'm going to vote for this person because of something, you know, identity politics. If people get to make statements like that, then maybe I want to vote for 4 more years of laughs.
Oh, man.
Maybe I want to laugh some more. I've had well, I love not only laughing with the president, I've laughed at the president. I've laughed at people getting upset by the president. That might be my favorite one, to see the freakouts, the outbursts. How this is blasphemy. Yeah, shut up. He's going to be president for another 4 years, so buckle up. There's no way that Biden can win. It's going to be so apparent when you see him next to Trump how inadequate he is going to be at hearing questions, answering questions, remembering his own name, his wife's name, who's not his sister. There's just going to be so many gaffes, and there's going to be no other fillers. There's going to be no other people next to him on the stage, no Bloombergs, no Bidens, no Kamala Harris's to, you know, take the heat. It's just going to be him versus Trump, and Trump doesn't F around. He's alpha dog, and he's going to S all over Biden and his wrinkly ass skin. Mm.
It was a shame because I do think, you know, Bernie Sanders is out, and I do think Bernie would have given Trump a run for his money. I really do, because Bernie, you know, you could disagree with him on things, but he knows what's going down. He could have challenged Trump on issues like trade. And Trump even said that out loud in interviews. Like, one of his issues is trade, and that would be a good debate.
Because Bernie is well versed in that sort of stuff. Is that what you mean?
Yes, he's okay. Very like he knows. Like I said, you might disagree with his points of views, but he is very convinced.
Knowledgeable,
yeah, and knowledgeable in his way of thinking. So it's a shame, you know. I felt the air go out of downtown St. Petersburg today, and I didn't really know why. And then I checked Twitter and saw that Bernie was out. And all my friends were very upset that Bernie was finally out of the race. They knew he wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good.
But Bernie DeSanders didn't want to be president, I don't think.
Bernie, say that again?
I don't think Bernie wanted to win the presidency.
What do you mean?
He didn't. He doesn't have any sort of killer instinct that you need to have as a politician. He didn't have that when Tulsi went after Kamala and knocked her out. Because that's who I think they wanted. I think the Democrats wanted Kamala to come out on top, and Tulsi took her out. And I think that's why they sicked the media on Tulsi and turned her into a spy and all this stuff, a Russian asset, because she took out Kamala about her record of locking people up in prison for pot.
Mm.
And I think that's what you need as a politician. You have to be able to go after your political enemy.
Be a bit more cutthroat.
And you know it's like not... I mean, it could be personal, but in those kind of debates, it's like, I'm just trying to win this nomination. You know, it's a game, and I'm gonna hit you hard. And Bernie didn't have that in 2016 going against Hillary with her email and her server. And so he goes, I don't want enough with the emails. If he would have hammered her on that, she messed up. Hillary Clinton messed up on that email thing. And he just said, I want to talk policy.
Well, I mean, much like Trump tried to switch it up, although, you know, Trump was very cutthroat, obviously, but I think maybe he was trying to do the same thing and, like, bring people back and say, listen, let's not just get the sound bites. Let's try to talk about stuff that actually matters, because that's the real debate.
But people don't want that.
I know.
People don't care, but people want the show, and that's why Trump did so well, because Trump does not hesitate to make fun of Rand Paul's stupid hair and little Marco's spit when he talks, when he's drinking his water and spit. Like, that's what people want to see, and that's why Trump
won. But
that
was unusual, though. Like, most presidents, I mean, we've never seen that before.
But they'll still hit him with, like, even if you're a politician, like, Tulsi hit Kamala with
jabs.
A record, which is a really good point that Tulsi brought up about Kamala, and it ruined her. It brought her whole campaign down. And Kamala tried to come out and attack Biden about his busing. Like, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. She ended up flailing at that, too. Didn't do a really good job with that either. But you have to have that instinct, that killer instinct. And Bernie just didn't have it. Bernie didn't want to attack Joe Biden either. Biden was attacking him. Hillary was attacking him. But he didn't have that that fight in him.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to keep true to form where, like, he was all about his character and he was all about doing the right thing. And I do believe, like, I don't trust politicians at all. You know, I think they're all just full of S. But for some reason, like, Bernie does seem like a genuine human being. And I think he really does care about people, which is unusual. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am. He comes across very sincere because he's not doing those things. He's not trying to create a spectacle. And I was listening to his interview on Joe Rogan, and he would say, like, you can't, these debates are so idiotic, you know, because people are just looking for a soundbite. And he's like, that's what you have to get the soundbite, because that's what, like you said, that's what people want. But he's like, you can't have a discussion about Medicare in 90 seconds. Like, he's like, that's, you can't, yeah. You got to sit down. He's like, what we should do is have, like, maybe one person and you ask them all the questions and they can kind of expound on it. But when you have people going back and forth and you have, remember how many people started on the stage? It was like 12. Or maybe they were doing like 9, like heats of like 10 or something like that. It was like, you can't get anything more than a minute in there. And you're just trying to get that little sound bite, that little clip that'll be replayed on Twitter or CNN or whatever. And he's like, that's not what it's about. You got to get the policy in there.
And he's right. I mean, I agree with him, but that's not the way it is. You can be right and not be correct. You know what I mean? Like, He's right. They should be more open forms of communication. And I liked...
But that's not how you win the game.
But that's not how you play the game. It's not how you win the game. It's not the game. The game is to get those sound bites and to tear down your opponents. And then when you get to just two of them, you know, unfortunately, we only have two options here. We don't, but we do. You know, it's a two-party system here. The other ones really aren't relevant. And that's the way it is. I liked Bernie Sanders when he was on Joe Rogan. I believe he's sincere. I disagree with him on many things, but I think he was an honest man. So go enjoy your three houses, Bernie, that you got from Hillary Clinton. And, you know, he made an impact. He's definitely
for sure
a figure in history now.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to play a little bit of a clip of him basically accepting defeat. And then afterwards, we will tell you what he's actually doing with the ballot, because it's pretty interesting, and I think it's a big F you to the DNC, but here we go.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Now, do they say suspension in the event that maybe something happens to the other candidate?
Yeah, perhaps.
That's why they don't say termination.
Right.
So in case he gets, coronavirus and dies?
Yeah, I think it's legal mumbo jumbo. So, like, if you say, I'm done, then, I don't know, maybe you can't re-enter or something.
I see.
That's why they just say suspend in case something happens.
Right, which makes sense. And he is old. They're both old. But Biden is in, I would say, far worse shape, at least cognitively, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So if he gets coronavirus, he might be donezo. So who knows? But I do want to let you know that although he is ending his White House bid, it says he will stay on the ballot in the remaining primary states to push his ideological agenda. Okay, so only in primary states. But that seems so silly if he's not... I'm sorry, in the primary states to push his ideological... Okay, so not in the general election, obviously, but just in the remaining primaries that are set to...
I don't know. I mean...
It says he will stay on the ballot to exert influence despite dropping out. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't think it would be in the general election, because that makes no sense. But maybe in the remaining primaries? But that's weird, because then why would anyone vote for someone who's not in the race anymore?
I don't... It could be a symbolic gesture. I'm guessing something like that. I mean, there's a lot of people I know that are not going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm not saying they're necessarily... Like, there's some people that are going to go vote for Trump, very small percentage, but there was a percentage of people that voted for Bernie, people that voted for
when
Trump
Hillary
last
got
time.
In. And which to me is bizarre.
Yeah.
But
there will be a few, you know, maybe just as many that vote for Biden go, all right, well, this guy's better than, you know, the Nazi.
Right. I would imagine, because people hate Trump so much that if Bernie, their guy's out and they hate the swamp, they hate Biden, they hate Clinton, whatever, I would assume they just wouldn't vote.
Yeah, there'll probably be a lot of that, or they'll vote for a third party or something, a Green Party or the, you know, most, Because it, I mean, Bernie's not a, he was never a Democrat.
No. And
I mean,
Trump was never a Republican.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a hybrid, I don't know. He's like a new age Republican,
right,
or something. He was, I think he was a registered Democrat for a long time. He was friends,
right,
with Bill and Hillary. He had him at his
right
wedding.
That's all like meaningless. But maybe I want to retract that. He was never a conservative. That's for sure.
He's
never
definitely
not a conservative. No. And it's so funny to me because like obviously the evangelicals are typically, obviously they're conservative people. And he's part of the quote unquote conservative party, or the more, mm-hmm, conservative party, the Republican Party. But all he has to say is like, I'm pro-life.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, we're voting for Trump, even though he bangs whores. You know how many abortions he's probably paid for in his life?
I'm sure.
All of them. He's probably banging bitches right and left, getting everybody prego, having to pay for abortions under the table. But all you have to do is say, I'm pro-life, baby. And the evangelical vote is yours, which is very, very important in a lot, yeah, of the southern states.
Yeah, and that's why he touts that now. I mean, that's a political move. I don't think he believes that one bit.
All right, there you go. Stay Woke Midnight 102.5 The Bone. Make sure you tune in theboneonline.com weeknights at midnight. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and get the hell out of here. Another week in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter at HMB Radio, all one word, at Facebook. Check out HMBRadio.com for goodies that are on there. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you so much. Please do tell a friend about it. That really, really helps out. I hope you have a great week. Stay healthy. Stay safe. All those platitudes. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. I will talk to you shortly. Goodbye.
You have found the homemade broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.